Welcome to Standard Chartered India Money Insights, a podcast series that brings you topical insights and local perspectives on India's markets from the experts.
Hello everyone, my name is Ravi Singh. Welcome to another edition of our weekly podcast. Global equities trended mixed over the past week. Major US equity benchmarks touched new all-time highs as bond yields edged lower after the US Fed members indicated that rate cuts later in the year remain on the cards if data remains supportive. However, US equities ended the week lower, driven by selling in the tech sector, weak employment, wage growth, and manufacturing sector activity data. Asian equities edged mostly lower. Japan's Nikkei index ended lower for the week on profit booking and expectations that the Japanese central bank may exit its ultra-loose monetary policy soon. Back home, Indian equities rose for the fourth consecutive week. After a mixed start to the week, the Nifty index rose later in the holiday short week to a new all-time high, supported by robust services sector data, reports of Moody's upgrading India's GDP growth estimates, and improving foreign investor inflows to clock a 0.7% weekly gain. Broader markets underperformed Nifty this week, with the Nifty Midcap index up 0.4%, while Nifty Small Cap Index down 2.2% for the week. Among sectors, metals and utilities led the winners with gains of over 2.2%, while the IT led the losers with cuts of over 1.1%. The INR gold rose 3.2% on declining US bond yields. Brent crude oil prices recovered later in the week amid lower than expected buildup of US crude inventories. Indications from the US Fed on potential rate cuts later in the year and the news of OPEC Plus and allies agreeing to a voluntary output cut of 2.2 million barrels per day into mid-2024. The INR rose 0.2% over the past week against the USD to close at 82.8 per dollar, supported by an improving foreign investor inflows, lower crude oil prices, weaker US dollar, and a decline in US bond yields. Among the macro updates for the week, the only data to be reported was on India's services sector activity. India's services PMI eased to 60.6 in February 2024 from January's six-month high of 61.8. Output and new orders grew softer, with foreign demand rising for the 13th consecutive month, while that was among the best in the 9.5-year series history. Outstanding business volumes expanded for the 26th consecutive month, but the weakest growth in 3 months. Meanwhile, employment increased, with the job creation rising the least in 21 months. On the price front, input price inflation eased to the second lowest in 42 months. Meanwhile, price output inflation eased to a 2.5-year low as firms sought to protect their margins by raising prices charged to customers. Finally, business sentiment weakened slightly. At this point, I'll take a pause and thanks as always for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, please like and subscribe.
Thank you for listening to Standard Chartered India Money Insights. Stay tuned for the latest updates and market trends by subscribing to our podcast. For more information, reach out to your Standard Chartered relationship manager or visit www.se.com/in.